back on?
Yes.
Okay. GCD Board of Supervisors monthly meeting Tuesday, January 30th, 2018. We just came back from a break. Okay, sorry to interrupt you. Amy, go ahead.
In the interest of time and just with the consideration that the shellfish program that was just approved is not fully integrated into the draft that you have, maybe I could integrate it and get it out to you and we could move on to the other items on the agenda, because that'll give a better picture too of what, of if any more non-discretionary funds become available, you know, from that overhead and what that would look like. So maybe that would be a good way to just move forward.
Can we do a little bit better description on other kit in the category too?
Sure, yeah. You know, I have a lot of detailed budget spreadsheets. I just haven't been updating all of them or giving them all to you because it's been changing so much. So, but those are available, and when we have a, when the budget stops changing, I'll get those out. But
yeah, Richard, go ahead.
I'm going to say something. Just a general comment. If I wasn't interested and wasn't concerned, I wouldn't dive down into this stuff this far. Because I'm shooting long-term vision here. If I don't understand this stuff now, I'm not going to understand it later. And I won't be able to intelligently talk to people about it. Because we know people who have a lot of money that we want to talk to.
Yeah.
So, just as a general statement, that's why we really need to understand this.
Absolutely. I'm more than happy to help you. Just... yeah, we should continue to communicate, make sure it happens. Yeah, in the past years, when we've had a more known budget year, we've provided, or Amy has provided, a really beautiful, detailed budget with descriptions of all of the programs and funding in here. Since we knew we were moving forward into this year without raising charges and with all of the addition of other funding sources, I mean, our actual proposed budget or anticipated budget has changed, you know, weekly.
I had this beautiful budget with pictures and but then November 6th it kind of just got all blown out of the water and we really had to just concentrate on the numbers. But
and this is something that we talked about too, is there's a lot of things that will change, you know, in the first quarter of this year as we adjust, and so to continue to keep up to date on that, this is the information we have, is like, this is what we're working with as of today. But certainly we would love to provide a more robust and detailed budget like we have in the past once we have settled.
So on the, it says rates and charges, district operations, cash on hand, 100,000, that's from previous years, I'm assuming, right?
Yep.
Okay, right here. And then salaries and benefits, 74,212, and that's for operational overhead.
Staff? That's a small portion of my time. That's Ashley's time. That's a chunk of Sarah's time and some of Nora's time
for elections.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
And then the overhead offset, -100,000. Tell me what that is.
Well, see, if you go across on line 17, there's overhead under column F, G, H, and I. Those are the grants that provide overhead.
Okay.
So then you can see that it zeroes out on the right-hand column because that money feeds into the district operations budget, because we can use that money for rent and you know, the salaries that I just talked about and our other non-grant funded needs.
Okay, so at this time we say find money for an executive director, acting executive director. You don't see any spots for it?
Well, do you mean increasing Sarah's?
Both. Okay. Increasing Sarah's or hiring a temporary or hiring a full-time? You said that these two columns, so and then those two columns, that's it?
Everything else is contractual.
Okay, so let me ask about, let's see. So, okay, and then like the NTA, NEP, those are all grants?
Mm-hmm.
Soil health?
Yep. Everything else in the middle is grants.
Okay.
From a variety of funding sources with specific deliverables.
Okay. Any other questions?
Our assessment fund, or rates and charges, really was the fund that funded that position.
So, if you got rid of district operations, someone would have to pick up the slack for all those.
I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
Oh, I'm just talking out loud. Your one E column, if you took those away from everybody and put them into something else, that something else person would have to do those jobs.
So potentially that would be the reduction or loss of current staff, and I'm not necessarily sure in actuality that's how it would work out. If you're hiring an executive director, they typically have a certain rate associated,
mm-hmm.
whereas if they're doing things like answering the phone, that's paid at a different rate.
I see.
So and there would still be additional duties likely that wouldn't be covered by that, no.
So on this, you have a online, you have this in front of you?
Yep.
On line 39, that resource specialist,
mm-hmm.
and then you go to, they're only on in allocated funds in O.
Mm-hmm.
So does that individual staff person still have medical and dental benefits, or those are gone?
Yep.
Did we do that $40,000 work thing that we talked about before, the
sure.
cost work share? Did we do that, or?
Only two people are doing that.
Two people?
Yeah.
So the expense wasn't the full 40 then?
No.
Great, okay. Okay, well, any other, then she answered my question, so any other questions? Okay, not right now, I gotta look at it more.
Again, like Amy said, I'm not necessarily sure that if you aren't looking to approve it today, I think that that's fine. We have an approved budget that we're moving into this year. We'll have a lot more known information at the next meeting. I think it's important, though, for you to continue to see updates as they come with new information like this. So I think this is a good discussion to have right now.
So this would this be updated by the next board meeting again, right?
And then it's going to
be in our work session, maybe we can get into that, or we got any.
And then the
thing you could say, look at this.
Perhaps we should have another budget work session.
The MOUs that you have to be signed,
mm-hmm.
Those would provide additional funds as well, or that's already allocated in this?
Those are all contractual agreements.
So, but that would be in addition to these?
No.
No?
No,
they're already
those
worked
are
in here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they are, some of them do have percentage of overhead, but that's all calculated into this.
Okay. Okay, well, so are you TCD Action Plan Executive Director, or where are you at on that? Are you going to talk about that, or you already talked about it enough?
I think we need to figure out money before we delve into that anymore. And from there, we can decide if we're going to go and look at hiring or compensating or how we're going to proceed. I think we need to have that information before we, I mean, yes, we want to hire someone, can't afford it right now, so we kind of have to figure out the big things before we make a plan. We need to know what our financial contributions and financial, you know, means are going to be for that before we say, let's make a plan. Cart and horse, I think.
Linda?
Well, I don't see that we can do anything about the executive director at the moment.
Okay.
And I guess it's important that we do these MOUs.
Okay. Richard, do you agree?
Okay, so we're done with that discussion. So are we on 11 now then?
We are on 11.
Okay. Voluntary Stewardship Program, MOU.
So, this
Which cab is that?
It's tab 7.
It's after
for your non-tabs. Yeah, it's after the elections update, after all of the financials, after all the board meeting minutes. I might have enough extra copies if you don't want to look through your
It's directly after the check register.
I've got extras too, if you want a new copy, but
is it after it. The?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right here. That's what it looks like.
There was another
it's
one.
It's basically.
Is it after the lead entity stuff?
Before.
Okay.
Keep going. This way. Right.
This one?
Nope. Other
this
way. One.
It's right before it.
Josh Cummings, that's BSP. That's 11.
There it is. There's the first page of it.
All right.
Yeah, there is a signature from Director Josh Cummings.
Okay. So right away, that I see that should be the other name besides Thurston Conservation Research Stewardship.
They have a new name now.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry.
There's no more resource stewardship.
It's not called what?
What is it called, Richard? You wrote it down the other day.
Yep.
It's called Yep, is that what you said?
Where are you?
Is there a typo? Is that what you're
Where are you
on page
at?
5.
Oh, okay.
They're saying that Thurston County Resource Stewardship is no longer the name of that.
Yeah, so this was sent directly from them. This is how they decided to draft that. So
I'd like to find page 1 and 2.
If that's how they are titling themselves. I mean, this was received directly from the county. They developed this MOU and ran this through the BSP work group, the stakeholder work group there.
Okay, which piece of paper would you like to talk about first? Because I'm finding everything but page 1.
I don't see page 1 and 2.
It's...
That's got 2.
On the back of whatever we
can have. It's 1 of 9.
And then on the back of 1 of 9 is 2 of 9.
The thing I had in my package before that was the...
Yeah,
that's
a handy-dandy.
That's
There it is.
I didn't print them today. I printed out these for the other ones, so they're a little bit wonky. Anyway, this is the MOU to implement BSP. You'll see the MOU is the top component of that with a space for signature. And then the attached scope of work is behind that, pages 7 through 9. The scope of work was derived from the VSP work group and put into the VSP plan that was approved by the Conservation Commission. And this also includes at the very last page the budget associated with the scope of work carrying us through to the end of 2018. Yeah.
Any questions?
Read it first.
So who normally sends these over to us? Is this
Cindy Wilson?
Is it Cindy?
Signature on it.
It depends on, you know, which staff member prepares what for what program. The signers on them are, you know, Cindy Wilson and Josh Cummings as the leads for those departments and for research and or whatever their new name is.
Yeah, I think we need more money too.
Not enough money. Can we call Josh?
It was $200,000+, I think. So the county kept part of that for staff overhead, so.
Facilitation of the VSP work group and the reporting component on the work plan. This is dollars that were allocated to the county, and they are hiring us as a contractor to do the implementation for VSP. We had a conversation about this is not a lot of money, and not as much as we were anticipating. And yeah, there was no budging on what we're allocated and what we're given to do this work, so.
And who decided that?
Thurston County, because they're the ones.
Josh?
So I'm saying they send it back outside, they don't budge.
Josh Cummings and Cynthia Wilson or some other?
Yeah, those would be the leads of their departments.
So they're the ones who decided how much we got and how much they got.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's probably ultimately. Dude.
I'm sorry.
The
oh yeah.
Ultimately.
Okay.
So are they giving us specific things to do in here?
Yeah. So as you can see on page 7 through 9, so if you flip the page over, or I guess it's 6 through 9, you can see the attached scope of work, and this was generated by the VSP work group, which is that stakeholder work group. The county is a facilitator for that, but it's essentially landowners that developed this work plan. It was submitted last year, in the first quarter of last year, to the Conservation Commission for review and approval. And so this is directly out of that work plan. So the scope of work is directly tied to that approved plan.
I assume you have read this thoroughly and understand everything.
Yeah.
So we have certain tasks that we're supposed to do. What happens if there's more demand than we have money allocated for?
That's a really good question. One is, I anticipate, I'm hoping, with the robust outreach that we're planning for this, that we will have a robust demand. That's why I included some additional for this calendar year in our Shellfish Protection District work program, is to help supplement so that we can have a really big presence on VSP and really commit to the implementation of this program. There would then be additional funds requested in the future, which would be through Thurston County, who this is responsible for implementing this, you know. I'm not sure if that answers your question. If we have more demand than we have funds for in this year,
yeah. We
carry over into the next biennium. We have additional funding through the next biennium, July 1
of this
year.
So you have 50 farmers that want to get something done, but you only got money for 20.
Right.
Then what happens to those other guys? They get put off?
Next wave of funding, wait list. We justify that we have a huge demand in our area to do this, and we need funding. And so
funding source, right?
So I'll make a motion to approve the Memorandum of Understanding between Thurston County and Thurston Conservation District for services supporting the voluntary stewardship program.
Second.
I'll second.
More discussion?
How many?
Go ahead, Joe.
Sorry. That small give, how many farmers could you help realistically? With that small amount and the requirement to develop a plan, which is going to take lots of hours.
The requirement to develop a plan, like an individual stewardship plan for the farmer. It's a little bit of a different process. We based the numbers we originally had put forth on the time it takes to develop a conservation plan at the district, knowing that it'll be a little bit of a different process associated. I don't have those numbers in front of me about how many individual stewardship plans this would pay for. In the scope of work also includes doing a lot of outreach associated with this as well. So I can certainly provide detail on that.
Estimated guess, or educated guess, three.
Well, we have 560 hours for Robin on VSP for this year.
Out of 77,000.
And then how many hours do you think it takes to do a plan? 40.
Yeah.
So that's 14 plans.
Right. 40.
Well, the 77 carries us to June 30th, 2019. So there's only a portion of those funds in this work program, and then we have some pretty specific outreach deliverables to meet in here as well, so it covers some of that outreach staff as well.
Oh, and there's time for Nicole to do things.
Yeah.
So
how much? You got 14
to do.
Three
plans.
Four.
Yeah.
So how many do I have?
14.
Yeah. So, I mean, if all we did was with those technical, which this is not realistic, was just write plans and not do any of those initial phone calls or site visits or anything with our technical folks, 17.
But realistically, that's...
Realistically...
6 or 7 when you go all the other part of it?
I mean, I think that's really hard to say. Each landowner is really different on how much communication they need up front before they move through a process. Some people make one phone call, have one site visit, and start down the road. And some people require a lot more information, have a lot more questions, and it takes, you know, 4 site visits before a plan starts. So it, you know, it's hard to ballpark.
But. Okay. Any more discussion? Call for a vote. Ashley wanted to say what we're voting on.
Memorandum of Understanding between Thurston County and Thurston Conservation District for services supporting the voluntary stewardship program.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
All in favor?
Yep.
Eric, I'll just hand all these to you at once when we're done for signing.
Not with all this paper out.
Exactly.
Here.
I'll keep them for you.
Richard, would you throw me some of those paper clips?
Yep.
Eric, the next is the RCO project number 15-1411P Amendment 6.
Okay.
Which is the next in line in our paperwork.
Who would like to...
I've read it, if you want just a brief synopsis.
Go for it.
They're giving us more money. $15,000 more.
How much, 15?
15.
Okay.
And
that
then,
one we've been doing all year long, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Every time they get additional flush of funding, they disperse it throughout their another chunk for another section.
Does everybody have a copy? I have 2 copies.
Just this one page?
Yeah.
We'll likely get another You'll likely see another one of these amendments now that we have a capital budget coming by the next board meeting, I would assume. So but this is just the interim component that they allocated.
Okay.
go ahead and do a motion to approve.
Is it these three? And we need a motion to approve it, don't we?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve WIRA 13 Salmon Habitat Recovery Lead Entity 2015 through 2017 RCO number 15-1411P, amendment number 6.
Good. Second?
Second.
Okay, we got a first and a second. Any more discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
So our next one, Eric, is the MOU for the Deschutes work group. And then, so I think the next two are both on Sarah, because then directly after that is the South Sound Green.
Okay, so why don't you go ahead and tell us about the MOU for Deschutes work group.
Yeah, so this is not to be confused with the Lead Entity. This is a separate process. It's continuation of work that began last year to continue to facilitate a stakeholder group after the Deschutes, building upon the foundational work that the Deschutes TMDL group started, to continue to focus and prioritize activities for priority implementation of projects within the Deschutes watershed. So we provide that non-regulatory facilitation of these stakeholders to continue to move forward to take action and implement or target projects in the Deschutes watershed.
So this is bringing us money then?
Yep.
Money's coming in, not money going out, right?
Correct. This is an additional $10,000 to continue this work that we've been doing.
Is this all we have? Is this one page right here?
So yeah, that's all you have. Thank you for reminding me. I received a draft from them today. So if you are not comfortable with approval, you don't want a copy? with approval, I understand.
This isn't a final, this is a draft? Thurston County Stormwater Utility and Thurston Conservation District.
So I'm not asking for approval on this one at this time. It said that on the agenda. I was hoping that they would have a draft to us earlier that we could review and ensure that there would be a final coming to the board for review, but I just received this like an hour before the board meeting. So at this point, I'm not asking for action on this, but information about this, and I'll bring this back to the February meeting for approval, and that way you have time to look at.
Okay, let's do that.
Sarah, I think there was a request for the board to consider, because the draft, when they said that there would be minimal changes, and there was a request for the board to consider authorizing the chair to sign it in the interim.
Bless you.
Right. This is $10,000 for the facilitation of the stakeholder group. Thanks for reminding me, Ashley. If the board feels comfortable with authorizing Eric to sign this once there's a final that's sent out and reviewed by the board, I mean, that's up to you. Instead of waiting until the February meeting for approval and then sending this back to the county to...
As long as it's approved by the final is approved by the board overall. When's dollars supposed to be coming in for this?
Once we get them assigned to you.
What's the board's thoughts?
Sign it.
Sign it.
Samantha?
Sign it.
Money?
Yeah, money.
Bless you.
So I'll send out a final to the full board next week, and then connect with you, Eric, about signing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay, so...
South Sound Green.
What's that look like?
It's the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation grant agreement. It's in the very back of your packet. It was attached to the acting ED report.
Lots of boxes around the information.
Yes, it looks like this. Sorry, holding it facing me, not you.
It was passed around later. Is that what you said?
No, it went out in the board packet and the electronic version. It just, when we were doing the agenda review and approval, I didn't have this copy in time for that, and I got it the next day. So I wanted to make sure that it went out so you could consider approving this allocation of funding for the South Sound Green Program to work on the Prairie and Pollinator Program.
Yep. It's because it's, yeah.
It's a whole pile. It's like 21 pages.
It's the whole grant agreement on that one. Rather than like an MOU, it's just an award of funding, but it requires a signature. It's for $30,000.
Are we authorizing the chair to sign it? Is that what we're doing?
So, to give us some more background, National Fish and Wildlife Foundation grant. This is for Stephanie, who does awesome work.
Yeah, it's for South Sound Green with their prairie and pollinator program.
Like the canvas replanting, that type of thing that they did this year.
Yeah, looking for the.
The acreage already did that effect.
So where's the 54 acres that they're going to restore pocket gopher, spotted frog, butterflies, larks, and paintbrush?
Oxtail.
So it's pulling second grade students out into on field trips to do hands-on learning about the importance of prairie habitat in the North Thurston School District in Lacey. All of those activities are aligned with Next Gen and other current grade level learning standards. And doing a lot of in-service learning and education around prairie ecosystems and rare prairie species.
It's pretty specific. It says restore 54 acres.
So there's
box 10.
Yeah, box. No, I understand. So if you're looking for what 54 acres, it's probably there's 2 to 3 different sites that they work on. Like there's a site out in Rainier off of Military Road that's kind of like a learning area. Mm-hmm. There's areas set out at Mima Mounds, and then there's also in Little Rock at Shotwell's Landing, there's some areas set out there. So those are the three that I know of. But those are all like learning areas. There's other areas that they restore with Center for Lands and the Nature Conservancy, but those are all active artillery impact areas on JVLM. So this, I'm assuming, is going to be like Mima Mounds or the one in Rainier that's easily accessible and not in the middle of the military bases where they have.
So they don't send the kids out there, right?
No, I don't. Yeah, it's working with existing prairies that are undergoing restoration from time to time. You know, Green has like monitoring sites and things on private lands, and so some of the restoration could occur on that. It's not a specific 54-acre piece of property. I can certainly ask Stephanie for additional information about what types of sites they do their service learning at, but it's student-led service learning.
Is there a motion to leave it?
Is there an action item?
It's called Shotwell's Landing in Little Rock. I'll make a motion to allow this chair to sign National Fish and Wildlife Foundation grant agreement ID number 1301.17.055805 for $30,000.
Second.
Any more discussion?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
In box number 17, I think that means you're not going to take overhead on this. Is that right, Amy?
17.
Yeah, I think this is just direct project funding for the classes to come, to get the classes out onto the.
Okay.
So it's a supplemental to the Greens program budget.
I would ask Shauna if she has issues in box 10, but that's what seems really specific to me as a something that has to be produced.
I didn't hear the question, I'm sorry, Joe.
She has comment on box 10.
Well, my only question, how does Stephanie propose to demonstrate that 54 acres have been restored?
I think they've already identified certain parcels that they're working with, like Center for Natural Lands Management, that already are prairies in restoration, and they're bringing students out there to help do with like invasive species removal and doing, you know, education centered around prairie ecosystem habitat.
I mean, it does say at the end, Joe, that defines it a little bit more. They're going to remove invasive plants and disperse seeds. So, but if you think about that whole thing ecologically, this could be years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you're going to say, I'm going to restore 54 acres from like right now back to native prairie, that's a big old statement. That's a good point, Joe. But they do narrow it down a bit at the end. So engage students to remove invasive plants and disperse seeds, and it doesn't really guarantee that that's going to grow into, you know, an ecologically sound prairie.
It doesn't say that it's going to bring it back to native prairie, though. It just says prairies of Thurston County.
Yeah.
Provide restoration.
Yeah.
I think we're hashing out restoration ecology terminology.
We are, but you know, if you're going to sign this and be on the hook, you don't want to set yourself up for something that's unrealistic. But
maybe it should say work on restoring.
How soon do they need these funds? Does this need to be done right today, or can we put them? I mean, not that I want to. I think it's always good work that the individual that's working out of here does, but this is a pretty lengthy contract. I mean, is there funds needed right now for it? Do you know?
Yeah, I think the majority of the restoration would begin happening in the spring.
Can we get Stephanie to come in and tell us what's happening on this, or do we just need to read the contract more? Or?
I think Stephanie could certainly provide information and a presentation on this. I know the intent is for this to be a learning opportunity for students, and that's really what this is centered around, is education and not around restoration metrics. I mean, I understand the way of the phrasing in that project description.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
Not to pick. Box number 11 says that this agreement was supposed to start in March of last year.
Yeah, I think that's the typo. I think it's supposed to be in March of this year.
So you might want to fix that before you sign it.
Yeah. Oh, it is on the same page. All right. Well,
it's not like we're not going to sign it. You know, I mean, or not going to, I don't think it's, do you guys understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to approve it, probably. I would say, but it would be nice to have a little more information on it and make sure the date's changed.
Yeah. We can.
If she needs the money tomorrow for school buses and plants and whatever, or if she doesn't, maybe we could.
Would the board feel comfortable with authorizing you, like we've done in the past, to sign this pending that Stephanie sends out additional information?
I think that would be good.
Yep. Okay. After their review.
I wanted to
be able to review the document.
I ultimately think that we just need to have her clarification, because the only one that actually pertains to us basically is this page one. I mean, the rest of it is interpretation of construction and the details of the agreement, but like, you know, page one and two are where all of the grit happens. And I think that if Stephanie can do some explaining for us, that should be sufficient for all of us.
So somebody wants to make a motion to that effect.
We already did a motion, but we did it to authorize you to sign it.
I must need something.
But you're not going to.
We can make a friendly amendment to the emotion to the motion.
Did you second Linda?
Linda can make a friendly amendment.
Linda can make a friendly amendment that once Stephanie has provided us with additional information, Eric will sign it.
So we'll get that by email?
Yes.
Do you so move?
I so move.
Okay. Do you accept the friendly amendment?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we don't need to vote on the friendly amendment.
No.
Okay. So all in. Do you want us?
No.
Okay. Do we know what we're doing, right? Everybody gets this?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay.
So we're going to get something in an email, and then we're going to. Tell Eric this looks good. Go ahead.
Yeah, through Sarah.
Yes, Sarah. So we're going to tell you that it looks good. Tell Eric he can do it.
Yeah, that's fair. And I would also invite you guys, once you receive additional documentation, if you have questions, to contact Stephanie directly. She'd be more than happy to talk about the work that they're doing in this project in particular.
I have a question about this grants from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. And then the back page, it says, the grantee will not identify the foundation to third parties, a bunch of stuff, and it's Margaret A. Cargill Foundation. What's that all about?
What section?
The very last page, 21 of 21.
I think that's saying, in terms of when we go out and advertise that we've done this great work on these prairies with these kids and we've done this great project, that we have to ask for their permission to say that that the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation was a sponsor or a supporter before we add their endorsement behind it. In any sort of publicity or advertising we do, we need to ask their permission first.
Margaret Cargill Foundation? I don't know what that foundation's relationship is to fish and
it's
wildlife.
It's probably funding it. With the
funding fish and wildlife?
Funding the grant through fish and wildlife.
Through fish and wildlife, okay.
Yeah, they're both foundations.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So it's not really fish and wildlife.
So it's not the fish and department of fish and
right.
wildlife.
It's not an agency.
It's a foundation.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're related somehow, these two.
Yeah.
Did you have a specific question for Renee?
I got answered.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay, so Samantha, looks like we're on action plan TCD. Is that what you got?
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold please. Now we are on TCD action plan.
Okay. That ends the ones that were handed out. It's looks like this.
So it's out here somewhere?
Yeah.
Can
you give an extra, Sarah? Yeah.
It was
separate.
And it's probably...
Oh, I thought this was a wider stuff.
I don't know.
So, Shauna, on your letter from WSCC... District operations and behavior, that was mutually to the board and to the staff, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with that said, I think they should be in the same format. So, because what I'm looking at here is from staff is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points in the letter. And to the board, I have laid out 9. So this I expected to see a letter format of this, and then there's a signature page for board members to sign, but no staff has signed this one.
Right. So that was a letter from me to you.
Okay.
So the board,
not from staff.
Right, that's a letter from me to the board in response to the letter that Shauna wrote saying, hey, we are noted in this November 1st letter from the commission for one of the items in there, and here's how we are addressing this issue. And so those are the things that we detailed. We're creating one action plan, so I put that forth to the board to say, here's information coming from the staff about how we're addressing this component to feed into your overall action plan, if you choose to put it in there.
Okay.
So if those are items that you'd like to feed into your action plan,
great. I'd like to see the same format for from staff.
Well, it would go into that. We would have one as one entity. As
so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 signature lines.
You'd like to see all of the staff sign it versus just the just me.
Right.
Because my staff signature is the one that's on here.
Right.
I need clarification.
Don't be a smart aleck.
Right, we're in violation already.
Yes.
Yes.
I need clarification. You're saying that you want all staff to sign the action plan that the board creates?
No. This is an action plan. The commission asked for an action plan.
Right.
From the board and staff, correct, Shauna?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so
one joint one or two separate? I think we're
one. And that's why the executive director has a signature line on here as representative of the staff.
So the one in your left hand is our joint action plan. The information in the letter that I wrote to you is saying, here's what we're doing to take this seriously and feed into that plan.
So in that respect, why would every individual supervisor sign versus the chair? Because you're not asking each staff person to sign, but the acting ED signs.
Correct.
The same format.
The five of you are responsible for the district, though. And Sarah would only sign to hold the staff accountable to what you all have agreed to do as the board.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you all are responsible. Sarah signs from the staff perspective that all the staff portions of this action plan, she's going to make sure they do. And I sign it as your regional manager committing to assist you with these things.
So I think what Eric's saying is there's no individual commitment from the individual staff to these.
This was done, she wrote this letter on November 21st, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
One of the bullet points is staff has provided the board with timely and effective communication related to their request for information. Richard, have you gotten since November 21st timely and efficient communication related to their request for information? Are we going through this?
Yeah.
We're on this topic. Yes or no?
Could you restate your question?
Okay, so
I'm getting tired. It's already going on at 6:30.
Right. The question is that I was raising is I would thought this was a commitment by the board and a commitment by the staff. So the board is signing as individuals on this document that Sarah has created. Okay, there's a signature on there for the auditor. That's you. And there's a signature for every board member. Okay, well, don't get ready. Shauna wants to sign today. So, what I was saying, I'm repeating myself, by the way. What I'm saying is that staff should make a commitment and sign it individually. They're telling me that Sarah's going to hold staff accountable,
mm-hmm.
and only she's going to sign it.
Mm-hmm.
So on these bullet points right here, read them. Since November 21st, or maybe going forward?
That's what this action plan is for.
Going forward. Okay.
Going forward from the date.
From the date, evidently.
That we sign this?
That we sign this. So, after today, staff has provided additional training opportunities and made themselves available for additional information and training to Thurston CD Board of Supervisors, training for a new supervisor.
You're not signing this letter.
Right, we understand that. But what I, you know, are you, so are you addressing in your letter aggressive, passive aggressive behavior? Is that addressing here?
Yes, this is what I'm saying that we are doing to address the passive aggressive behavior. What was put forth on the January 9th special board meeting to go into the work plan is what's in your left hand. And so on that item.
Number four.
I just expected a letter, not a.
Right, this is the action plan.
This is a letter.
Yes, I understand
this
the difference.
This is not a letter.
Right.
Okay.
I understand this difference.
So I expected it to be same format.
She's resending
this
the
is
same
not
letter.
An action plan. This is me saying this is a letter from me to you providing you with information to inform the overall action plan. And we didn't discuss this or have any conversation about this until this point. So
today, right, yeah.
The action plan is in your left hand. And so
we all created this.
By the board.
Right.
And her letter was to the staff and to the board.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so what is, and this is how you, the staff's gonna.
No, not. That we was Sarah's informational thing for the board. Like.
And we can fold additional components of that into this action plan. I put this forward to the board to say, here's the things we've done as a staff and going forward we can do as a staff. If you'd like to put them in your action plan, we can certainly do that. One of the things that we have on here I wanted to call your attention to in the one on your left hand is the disrespectful and inappropriate behavior between staff and supervisors. The activity that we have in there is to co-create and adopt an organization-wide code of conduct signed by TCB board and staff. I think that's your avenue to have entire staff, entire board held accountable by this code of conduct to adhere to those items. Shauna sent out a sample code of conduct following the January 9th meeting as well. And so I think that's where we get to a lot of addressing those behavior components is in that developed code of conduct. And again, that's something signed by everybody in the whole organization.
Any other questions?
So are we adopting the sample or are we creating our own code of conduct? Hopefully not right now.
Well, we have to co-create a code of conduct.
Okay.
That's one of the action items on here. This right here is just a governance action plan that we're giving to Shauna because her letter said that we needed to do this by this date, which is tomorrow.
Right.
I think we could certainly utilize that example as a starting place. I think that's certainly something that we would work together on.
So we'll put that on our agenda for next month, I guess.
Yeah,
let's
push
this off.
We can't push this off until next month.
You can push it off if you don't care about Shauna's deadline, but Shauna doesn't want you to do that because she wants her deadline to be respected. So.
Shauna does not give the board deadlines.
Shauna does give the board.
No, I don't think so.
Guidance.
I don't have a problem signing this. But
I think it does make sense that 8908,
the authority that the commission has statutory oversight over conservation districts.
Thank you.
So Eric, is your only hang up is that the staff doesn't sign it as well?
Well, I thought my part of my hang up is I expected a letter, not this format, which okay.
This is the letter.
No, that's staff's letter. This is what we did last week.
Right, yeah, I know.
Okay. But this, okay, this format's fine, but, you know.
So you think theirs should be in a...
I think they should sign.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Your hang-up.
I think that seeing as Sarah is the responsible authority for the staff, it's her responsibility to sign. But then, like Sarah was saying, with the code of conduct, that's... Basically, like if you work in a medical office, if you sign a code of conduct that says you won't ever partake in any nicotine, so they can fire you for chewing tobacco or smoking a cigarette or what have you. It's a code of conduct can be lined out however you want. And it's a really detailed agreement that basically as a board member and a staff member, you're agreeing to adhere to this, you know, ABC types of behavior. And, you know, when you're out in public, you're expected to, you know, represent yourself a certain way on behalf of the district. And that's what a code of conduct is. It, you know, it gives you detailed guidelines of how you can represent yourself as a member of the district. So, and everyone will have to sign that. The board, the staff, everyone. So I think that will protect you in what you're looking for, as in staff being respectful and board being respectful and having that symbiotic relationship. And
that's a good space to address communication issues too.
In the code of conduct?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a behavioral component that we listed here.
Is there a master copy that we sign?
Yeah, I have a copy of the draft right here.
So was approval of this okay, Shauna, for today, or you want it all signed today? Or?
There's nothing under item number 7.
Any suggestions on that?
Let's see, an inefficient...
She originally scheduled this for 5 hours and 30 minutes, and we... cut it down, and now we're still way over.
Okay, so you had a 1-hour work session scheduled today.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all didn't sit down there and start talking about things until the last 15 minutes of it.
Mm-hmm. Then it should be not optional then.
How is that an effective use of the work session you scheduled?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, you have to prioritize what you put on the agenda and not move the whole thing around at the beginning. You've got to send out the agenda you're going to do. You know, I mean, you have people show up who want to comment on things, but there were like 4 things that weren't even on the agenda until you got to agenda review. I mean, there are things that you can do to improve how the meeting goes. Use some subcommittees to do a lot of this work in between board meetings so that when you get to the board meeting, you really have something that's polished and has been vetted and you can really just vote on it. And there's a lot of resources out there for how to do this. You don't have to take my word for it.
So the action things for number 7 would be things like the work session is mandatory.
That's up to you all.
Or
how are you going to accomplish cutting down on the length and improving the efficiency of your board meeting? I mean, Joe and I are the only 2 diehards who sit through these whole entire things. I mean, the public doesn't stay. You have another candidate for office that didn't stay because they're just, they turn into vegetables after a certain amount of time.
You don't ever get any privacy at the end of the meeting.
I know. That's why the action plan's at the end. I get it.
What about going to 2 meetings a month? Staff time.
Yeah, I have concern over if you would like to prioritize staff time. It takes a considerable amount of staff time to prep for a meeting, do all the public notice for a meeting, do the minutes for a meeting, and the follow-up. It's a huge increase in time. I don't think there would be any of my time left over to work on other important initiatives like our easement, development of our easement program and stuff like that.
Go ahead, Samantha.
Samantha Fleischner here. I don't think that having two meetings a month would necessarily make them more efficient. It would just spread out the time that we're spending here. Like, I feel like in order to make them more efficient, we need to like streamline certain ways that we do things. So like saying that we're gonna have a 2 hour or a 3 hour board meeting, to be optimistic, once a month, that would be great. We could say we're gonna have 2 1.5 hour board meetings twice a month, but pretty sure they're gonna be 2 4 hour board meetings, and we're gonna have a 5 hour board meeting anyways. So it's like we need to look at ways that we function as a board and ways that we don't function properly as a board, and figure out things that we can cut down and or streamline, or, you know, I mean, our agendas, most agendas have like 6 items on them and ours have like 40. So it's like figuring out how to prioritize these things. And, you know, we've brought more and more back to us by changing these delegations of authority. So we've therefore increased our meetings by bringing every single contract into the public meetings now. So it's like we're shooting ourselves in the foot when we're, you know, I mean, we're not looking at streamlining, we're actually looking at increasing our workload and increasing our meeting times because of taking away tasks that the staff is capable of doing. So it's kind of like we're fat hamsters not going on anywhere on our wheel right now.
Go ahead.
So what about if we actually got the agenda, a draft agenda, a week before the meeting, and we could all have input about priorities? And if we actually got this packet in time to read it before the meeting, that would help hugely. So then we wouldn't have to like sit here for 5 minutes reading it, trying to understand it under pressure, and then all the discussion and questions that come up. Because the questions should be clear when we get here. We don't have to read it. We get the thing on time. You're not printing it twice. Mm-hmm. I'm not making special trips to the post office for nothing. So I think that would be a huge streamline.
Yeah, I mean,
we used to get them earlier.
Some of the time that we spent in that work session was just trying to organize what we had in front of us and looking through it. So
because we didn't have it.
Go ahead,
yeah, that would help me a lot on my end as well to do this process earlier. I know I sent out a draft a week prior, but we finalized it at 4:30 on Thursday, and then we spent all of Friday making sure we got as much of the information into those packets as we could with hopes of mailing them out. We still had a tab missing, and it ended up going out on Saturday, but that putting it right at the very end of the week is hard on us to assemble them and then get them out. And at best, then you would be mailing with a finalized agenda on Friday anyway and not getting it till Saturday.
Doesn't really work.
So if we had, we always have last minute additions, though. So like if today's a board meeting, then they would be finalized by Tuesday, 23rd. Or Monday the 20th, so today was the 30th.
For February?
Oh wait, I'm on January, sorry. Oh yeah, I'm on January. Okay, so for January this month, the 30th is our board meeting.
Mm-hmm. The agenda should have been finalized a week before.
On Tuesday the 22nd.
Can we think forward?
Well, sure, if you want to think forward.
Well, we wouldn't have to finalize it, but at least we should have it so that we can do all this and rearrange
it. No, it should be finalized a week before.
Yeah, so then we have to rearrange it.
So in theory, for February, our board meeting's on the 27th. Our agenda should be finalized on the 20th. That way, we have 5 to 6 days to go over everything.
I think what I hear Linda saying is, she was talking about prioritizing, like the board having the opportunity to weigh in and prioritize what's in the agenda.
Yeah.
And like then finalize and still have it done a week beforehand.
So then in theory we'd need to go to
like sitting at a
the
draft
15th.
On the week prior. Because a lot of times what happens is that, we take feedback from all the board members and, you know, upcoming things that we need approved, like all these MOUs and stuff, put them on a draft agenda. That's how we get those 6-hour meetings, and then submit that to Eric, and then Eric provides a revised agenda. And so there's some things that we know are going to go in the board packet that we can compile before that as staff, and then other things that depend on what actually makes it to that agenda.
I think we've done huge strides on the agenda, really, because in the past it was they didn't really take additional agenda items, you know, like Kathy would, or the past executive director would take the information, and then it got to the point where that individual wouldn't even take the information. It was like, call the chair
directly,
and then so
yeah,
you couldn't get anything on the agenda unless you said it in the meeting and it was agreed on, and then a month later it was on there. So I think we've taken better strides for that with communication with all board members instead of just one, you know. And Sarah, you know, gets the credit for that. So like on February's, if the board meeting's the 27th, I'd say the finalization of the agenda should be on the 19th. Any suggestions should come in by the 15th or 16th, and it should go out no later than the 21st by staff, no exception.
The packet?
Yeah, no ifs, ands, or buts. Because even then, that's still too tight of a timeline, because if you don't, we're not getting it until the 23rd, that's a Friday, or Saturday.
Well, it goes on the 21st. Mailing it priority, typically in the past you've got it the very next day. This time I'm not sure why you guys didn't receive it yesterday.
So on that efficiency item, I guess you could get the agenda out faster by having it finalized on the 19th. Any and all comments due back by the 15th, and then mandatory goes out whatever the mail is on Wednesday the 21st.
So I didn't hear when the draft goes out to the board. You said the comments have to be back by the 15th.
Well, Sarah could send out her comments out. Yeah, let's pick out that timeline. Good job, Ashley.
That means you'll figure out the whole agenda in the next 2 weeks.
Well, how much time would you like to review before your 15th deadline of providing comment?
Well, if it's to me by the 16th, I have the weekend, and then can come in and meet with you on Monday the 19th.
It really doesn't take a lot of time to prioritize, especially if there's guidelines such as let's take care of the money stuff early on and save the other stuff for later.
The problem is we haven't even got to it today. And
well, we just finished most of it.
So if I send out a draft by the 14th with comments back by the 16th to Eric, Eric will finalize a draft on the 19th.
What I'm saying is, if I got the draft in an email Monday, it wouldn't take me long to say, fine, or why don't we do this first? It's not like you have to read everything for the agenda.
2 days to accommodate schedules.
Yeah, that's plenty.
Finalized by 19th.
If we finalize it by the 19th at 4:30, could we get it out by the 21st? At whatever time the mail goes out. What time does your mail go out, Ashley?
I get what out on the 20th?
We have to take these.
What time does your mail go
out? To mail and priority mails. Yeah. Because the next day we have to hand deliver them to the post office.
At what time?
Before it closes.
Okay. So, should be able to. Oh, go ahead, Samantha.
I just have a question for like the last minute stuff that we do all the time at meetings that makes it look like 2 pages.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I think that we need to make an exception for the fact that this will happen, but I think that we really need to make a priority exception for any contracts that may come in that time. So, like in the past, I've heard a lot is, well, I haven't gotten to review it or I haven't got to read it. But we really need to prioritize contracts since we're now saying that Sarah can't sign them. We have to sign them. So we need to make those a priority. Even if we don't get them in the agenda packet and they're not on the agenda, we need to make those additions at the beginning of the meeting so that we are handling that business right away so that we're not losing money.
Do those things tend to come in like throughout the month? Like if there's a cutoff on the 15th, could a bunch of contracts come in between
just
then and
whenever we finalize?
It just really depends on everyone else's schedule but ours. I mean, those are things that we typically don't have a lot of control over. Other people sending in their finalized MOUs or us getting these grant agreements in the mail. We certainly try to, everything that we've got so far that needs to go on there gets on that draft agenda. It's possible, just like it happened with this, that there were two items that came up after the agenda was already finalized.
I understand what you're saying, but it kind of needs to be one way or the other.
Joe,
that's okay. A question for Shauna, is there a local surrounding district that you would suggest going and observing or visiting one of their board meetings? Mm-hmm. Is a good way to do it?
Mm-hmm. Pierce? Or if you want a very, very, very concise board meeting, go visit Mason.
Lewis, you said?
I haven't been to a Lewis meeting, Mason or Pierce, your two closest neighbors.
So, how does everybody feel about, in the lengthy and inefficient board meetings, saying agendas go out sooner, board has more time to review, and limited additions?
I think that's great.
Yep.
Okay. Did you capture that fast enough?
Yeah. You can copy what I have, actually.
Do you have all the dates for when?
Yeah.
Sarah, do you have all the dates?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Dates would be the 15th for February. 15th, comments due back. 16th to the chair, 19th for finalization between chair and AED, 21st for staff to have out. When you go to the agenda packets, do you literally have to have all the... I mean, if there's agenda items you know that are going to be in there for sure, do you pre-print them out or you just wait until the agenda is finalized so it's
We try to be proactive about them, but we wait on printing until agendas are finalized because we don't want to print something until the agenda is finalized.
On that note, since we did not approve the minutes this month, will you please hold on to or leave your 75-page packets of minutes so I can redistribute them next month and not print 500 reams of paper again?
I will bring my minutes.
Thank you. Or you can just leave them on the table and I'll redistribute them out.
I like that one better. I'm just going to leave them here. I think I've read them.
Yep, just leave them in your spot so I know to put them back in your packet.
I can't vote on them anyway, so...
Okay, so do you have the language for that, Sarah?
Yeah, what I put in the action to resolve column, which is the first one, I put board will receive the agenda for review sooner to be able to provide comment, and then I have staff will send out board packets a week before the regular board meeting so the board has more time to review, and then I have all of your dates listed in the next column over.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Staff will send out packets 6 days before meeting. Staff will send out board packets 6 days prior to meeting. So if the meeting's on the 27th, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 would be the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chair will
work with AED by, so the 8th day before the meeting. And other supervisors will have, okay, let's see, so I said 8, right? The chair will receive the comment back from supervisors by the 11th day before the meeting. And other supervisors will have comments back to the AED by the 12th day prior to the meeting. Do you need that again, or you got it?
I got it. Do you still want me to have the February dates listed in here, or do you want me to take those out?
I don't care. Okay. That's just...
I'll put it in parentheses.
I have
use that as an
in the minutes.
You can use that as an example. So I think that will definitely help cut down a little bit. Any other suggestions there, Shauna?
Well, you gotta get all the columns there. So who's the lead? Who's responsible?
Sarah's responsible. District solution effort summary.
So that's where we'll track how you progress on these action items over time. That's what that call is for.
Does the auditor want to make sure the chair and the staff's doing that, or? Let's see, how many things are Richard signed up for? Eric, did you sign up for anyone?
Everyone that says board.
Okay, so what's your recommendation for district resolution effort summary? So
that we fill out together over time. That's where we note progress.
Okay, so the action is what we just discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And then lead responsible person.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to hold the chair accountable, I guess. And then staff. Doug?
That's you and me.
Because he's not here.
Yeah. It's you and me.
Yeah.
We're the ones with responsibility.
Okay, so put you and me down. Just trying to find somewhere to hold the chair.
We can do it. We'll hold each other accountable.
And then, so we need to adopt this plan by December 31st, 2019. It's not going to fly, Amy. Okay, so when do we need a time? Let's go. Let's do February for a trial run and see how it goes and adopt it by March. January, February, March. How's that?
The line are you talking about?
We're talking about.
We're talking about meetings.
Thank you.
Number 7.
Thank you.
Capture this.
Does that sound okay? Trial run and.
Evaluate how it works.
Evaluate how it works.
Doesn't work, try something else.
Okay.
Won't we know by the end of February maybe?
Yeah.
I think we will. We're all still here. 10 minutes
so
to 7.
So we can adopt it in February.
Adopt what?
Number 7, what we just said.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like she's saying that it's value.
Yeah, if you tried something on here and it doesn't work, think of another action and try something else.
Okay, so what's everybody think of the rest of all the words on this piece of paper?
Looks good.
What did you think, Richard? All the other things
we might have a chance to read it. Yet.
How about you, Samantha?
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. I mean, it's a living document, so.
Okay. What do you think about my having staff sign on to the signature line?
I don't think that's necessary because I'm the responsible person, so the signatures that are on here are those with authorities over governance of the district. The board has the majority of the authority minus what's delegated to me as the acting executive director in our policies. That's why our signatures are on there. I think that this is totally appropriate. I think when it comes to the code of conduct, where we really get into behavior and relationship and communication, I think that's something that's really appropriate to have the entire board and staff sign.
And all these points can be incorporated into that, so it will effectively do what you want it to do.
It's up to you the best way. That's my opinion.
What do you think, Shauna?
I already told you, I don't think it's appropriate to try to have every single staff person sign this action plan.
Okay. Any more discussion? Any other suggestions?
I'd like to go.
I second.
Well, I told her 11 o'clock, so.
Yeah,
okay, so
six more minutes.
Does anybody, so you got the written down and all that, you're gonna retrain it? And what are we doing? Doug's not here, so you just needed an action plan that is adoptable.
If the board members and Sarah that are here sign it, then when Doug returns, you can have him be the final signature. Give me what you have now, and then send in a second version when Doug has signed it.
We can sign two copies tonight, send one with her, and then I can hold one back for Doug to come in and sign.
It only takes a quorum of you to vote to adopt this. So Doug doesn't have to be here to vote.
I'm going
to
get those copies out here in a minute.
Why are you packing up?
Because we're leaving.
Motion
to adopt the TCD action plan.
I second.
Can I friendly amendment and just read the whole thing out?
Sure. Thurston Conservation District Governance Action Plan.
Thank you.
Adopted January 30th, 2018.
Okay, and then you seconded it?
Second.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor signify by raising your right hand.
Aye. Recording?
Or saying aye?
Aye.
Okay. All opposed? Okay, let the record, you got the record. Record shows 3 or 4 and 1 is against.
Which one are we signing?
So if you could sign these two copies, I've got a copy for you to take home. It's just a cell phone printer.
So we're signing these two?
Those are just for you to take home. Sam has the two signature copies.
Can I make a motion to adjourn?
No,
hours
last week.
You can
make
a motion.
I
guess taking a day off somewhere. Something's
going to
not happen. Something's
going to
not get done.
Yeah.
We'll provide comments by 11 days before our meeting. That should be the 15th.
Right.
And then mail to me on the 16th.
I think that's just provided to you, O2AED. Well, if they provide it to me by that day, then I can put it, I can put it to you.
Okay, well, I was saying that February 15th, so.
To have it do with that.
Yeah.
So, okay. I can change it, or?
Every month we can. It's going to have its own dates, so we can.
everybody's okay with changing that one date to the 15th instead of the...
Yeah, because every month's going to have its own dates, and they'll just be pretty darn close to that, and it'll be good.
Do I have to take this?
I mean, you can leave it here and use it here. You can take it for me. Because if you like to print out different copies, or...
No, just need to change the date on the one.
What? Are those minutes? We will mail them back to you.
I'll come by and get it. Don't worry, it's supposed to come.
Yeah, I can, I'll print out,
Okay.
We're going to do it over again?
No, she's going to change the one.
Give her to mail the rest of them.
For the front pages.
Overnight.
Well, just before you mail them, let me know, and if I'm in town, I'll just leave my giving.
Dr. Ward, you have two copies.
One's for us and one's for Shauna.
Well, we're going to sign a copy right now to give to Shauna, and then there's an extra that I'll capture Doug's signature.
Hey, Richard, I think the audio recording missed that one.
So I'll reprint that first page.
Okay, before we adjourn, we're done with that topic, right? Before we adjourn, the Phyllis Burgess bill that went away, it's no longer around, right?
Yeah. Yep, I contacted Phillips Burgess about that additional charge from the 27th of November. And Amy, can you grab these two single sheets off the printer, please?
Of course.
Oops. Sorry, I'm going to re-quit that. And asked for additional documentation. He said it was a follow-up phone call, not an email, as it was in that bill to Richard about the duties of the TCV auditor versus the financial staff of the district and authorities and responsibilities and liabilities associated. I explained that Richard didn't have recollection of that happening, and he said, don't worry about it. I will zero out that balance and
cool.
Okay, so that means we don't have to have that on the agenda next week.
Right, that goes away.
Okay. All right, motion for adjourn.
Yeah. So moved.
Second, and all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Yep. Did you get the...
Okay.
Sam did the motion.
So I'll just change that. You can set that down.
Linda seconded. It was all...